Well, I'm pretty nervous because I don't want to speak this Sunday, but apparently Brother Steve had other plans, but whatever. Tonight, I'll be going to speak on freedom from sin. Missing the mark. Sin is a word that Christians don't like to mention, because it makes us feel ashamed. We prefer to use words like struggle or mistake, but dealing with them, with sin, is mostly help us find victory dealing with sin.
Right.
Victory from sin is a near future. What is sin? Sin, as we look at it in the Greek original language of the New Testament, the word sin is raised from homerta, which it means to be mistaken. But in the definition that most sorcerers use, it's miss the mark, which refers to an archer if an arrow doesn't land in the center of a target or a bullseye, the arrow is missed, which is like sin.
Right.
Now, let's turn to me to Romans 3:23. I'm really, really nervous. This is something I love you occasionally. Oh, I can't find Romans. Nice.
Want me to read it here?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd love to. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
Romans 7:14-20.
Stick with that.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Romans 7:14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more that I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me.
Turn me to 1 Peter 5:8.
Ashton's got this one, so.
Okay. So go ahead then, Ashton, do your thing.
Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour.
Yeah. See, the devil wants us not to go with God because we have a target on our back. And seeking whom we devour. See, the devil wants us to use us not in God's way, but God wants us to use in a way he wants us to live. He wants to bring light to the hope. We are hope to be, but we have to shine through.
Amen.
Now, we're going to turn to 1 John 8:10.
That was Brother Reggie's text today, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. He got it from me, apparently, so don't blame him for that. Don't blame him for that. I didn't do that. He bought that from me. He asked me about that. I said, sure. I didn't use it. Funny. I didn't use it. That's, he brought the text me about that. I said, sure. And against he stepped down on wrote on the ground, and they stood and heard it, because victor their consensus went out by one, beginning the eldest, even unto Jesus that left them, and shame them. When Jesus had lifted them up, the man said, woman, thou art done. I can't remember right now. It's all right. Has not no maid commanded thee? Go to Colossians 3 and 13. How's that? You can read it if you want to.
Colossians 3:13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave ye, you, so also do ye.
Yes. Psalms 103, verse 12.
East is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from our sin, from us.
Now, Philippians 6 and 11. Now, is that they can read that too?
And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
Now, with sin, sin, when you get saved, you're forgiven, you're a brand new creature, but once that day happens, God is on your back like that, because he wants to use us not in the way we want to be. With God, anything is possible because when you're a new creature, you can live the godly way. You can't rub on sin. Sin is like an addiction. You cannot go that way unless God can save you. If you get saved and then you roll upon the devil, you go back and forth, that's not right because that's sin. You can't be saved and then be unsaved and then saved, be unsaved again. That's just not how it works. If you look up God, God is the only God in the world that can do anything he's possible. Look at Bryce. He's saved and still in the Church of God, still. For how many? For how long now? You would say, Bryce, how long have you been here for now?
97 days.
Amen. Then we got Cole back right there. He got saved too. Look at him now. He's in the Church of God. See, anything is possible. Pray about it. You give God time. Give God time, he will make it happen.
Amen.
Now leave with the thought. This long thought. Before you do anything bad, sinly, just think about it. Is this what God wants me to do? Is this what God has me to be? Or do you want to be upon a light, give people hope, and see what God expects you to do in your near future?
Right.
Very good. Amen.
Very good. I know Sister Sharon brought the lesson on Jesus Saves a little bit ago, and then the tabernacle study that Brother Steve did, and we talked about how we no longer have to do those sacrifices. We can sacrifice ourselves to God, but Jesus saved us, and we don't have to do that anymore. And the service all this morning, all the song service, it talks about God is so wonderful. And part of what makes him so wonderful is that he would save us.
Right.
We are nothing to deserve it, but we have it. And then he talked about having hope this morning in the message, and I thought, if we didn't have Jesus in our hearts, if we weren't saved, we don't have that hope. But we have that hope today because of it. I'm so thankful for that.